This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and ladies, it's only a walk of shame if you're wearing a fedora.
I'm Brandi Posey, and Johnny Depp has become the Adam Sandler of whimsy.
I'm Tess Barker, and most of the things I love, I don't even like.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite lady. Ladies and ladies.
We're on Lady. I'm whispering.
Wow. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I'm Brandi.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with our guest, hilarious comedian. You've seen her on Girl Code, Nicole Byer.
Yay!
Literally, right before we started recording, Tess was like, who did you say, Sean? Or no?
No. It was someone else.
Okay, someone.
An ex-lover.
Told Tess she gives really loud blowjobs.
But he said he liked it.
Well, yeah, of course. They're happening to like the sound.
Was it mid-job? Yeah. And he was like, yeah. Man,
he was like, oh, those noises you make. You're you give loud blowjobs.
I've told this story before. The horrible story about when I gave a guy one in my living room and there was another guy passed out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The other guy came up to me like a week later and was like, I'm not that light of a sleeper. That was the worst moment of my entire life.
Also, what a creepy way to say that. Right? I'm not that light of a sleeper.
You know what? You need to make like a hem.
You make noise.
Yeah.
Let them know.
Or you say nothing ever about
exactly.
it.
I think you should make noise. My old roommate had sex while I was in the room and I woke up and like looked at the window and I was like, why is it so steamy? And I looked over and her tiny toes were curled in the air and I was like, stop it! Yes,
you were in the same room
the next day. I was so mad. So I took all my bedding and went to the hallway and I was like, I'll sleep here.
Yeah.
And she came out and was like, are you mad? And I was like, what? Yes.
Yes.
It's gross.
But also, like, someone stopping having sex is like asking someone to stop peeing. It's like, you're already doing it.
Yeah.
Just
well, that's why I was like, I'll just go out in the hallway. And
that
finish.
Was very nice of you. That was very respectful.
Oh,
was
yeah. Awful.
Was that in college?
Didn't really give a fuck. If you're
no,
having sex
they didn't give
of,
any shit.
You don't have a fuck.
I just can't imagine being like, she'll never wake up. Of course. No one has silent
But that's
sex.
What's hot about no. it, duh.
Yeah.
But is it hot waiting for someone to wake up?
No,
like,
no, no.
Stop it.
But I mean, trying to not wake
but
someone
up. But having
up.
To be yes. quiet, I think is hot.
I really don't want to make eye contact with somebody ever again. Like, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Imagine having sex with someone and then looking over and, like, your friend is just like,
well, I mean, imagine having sex with somebody and making eye contact with that person. Have you guys done that? like love
no,
or?
No. That sounds awful.
I never look at them.
I had one guy be like, look at me. And I was like, why? Why we both don't look our best right now.
And then he said, look at me, I'm Sandra D.
Then I woke up and I was in Greece.
Oh, we're having fun.
Oh, boy.
Having a blast.
Oh, you told your, well, what?
Oh, segueing into hot sexy stuff.
Ooh.
Yes. JK. My boyfriend and I got an RV over.
I mean,
that is for New Year's.
We did have some fun sex in the RV. But
and this RV's a knocking, a rocking.
That was hot. It kind of rocked when we.
That's exciting.
That would make me seasick.
It's not that.
Yeah, did you come out and the dogs were like, woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually fish now.
Wait, where do you park your RV?
We went to Yosemite.
They rented it. They rented
one. Oh, I thought you bought an RV. Fingers crossed.
No, but where did he park his RV?
Hey.
In that pussy.
But so the worst part of the RV is obviously the poop.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
this is the worst part about most things.
Oh, that reminds
things
me. Yeah. That reminds me of something. Anyway.
So wait, where does it go?
It goes in like a tank under the RV. Uh-huh. So you have to drain it like every 2 days. You're
what do you mean drain it? Where? Like in the
they
streets?
Have, like,
ladies. If you ever have an RV, I can't stress this enough.
Ever.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. Bring a boy with you. Bring a boy with you.
Because he has to do the sewage shit.
Yeah. So,
or a woman that's really into poop. That,
like, that
too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bring a boy with you. So we're going to do the like poop drainage, and it's like this like station that you have to pull up to.
Wait, there are poop stations in the world?
Yeah,
I never knew about that.
They're at, yeah, they're just at like bus gas.
Like,
so if my toilet is broken and I have to shit in a bucket, I can bring it to a poop station.
Yeah,
if it has a hose, I guess. If you have a bucket with a hose,
yeah, you have to have the hose.
I don't have a hose bucket.
Because the hose connects. You're ideally never supposed to come in contact with the poop,
ideally,
which is why there are hoses.
Yeah, you're never
ideally
supposed to actually touch it.
Okay.
It's just
ideally
abstract poop that's
right
in the world.
But here's the deal, guys. It's really not abstract poop.
Oh no.
God. So you have to go hook up this hose to the thing. So I'm like, how long is this going to take? And he's like, I don't know, 10 minutes. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, I have 10 minutes to kill. So I start doing yoga in the RV.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So you were in a sitcom. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he comes in and I'm in downward dog. And he was like, I got poop on my hands.
Oh no.
And then he was like, the first thing I said, I got up from downward dog, and I was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
To you.
So what?
I mean,
so that was it. He just
so now are you gonna get married because he had your shit on
I
his
know
hands?
That's
you
a pretty big
married
step.
I know, right?
That's basically a ring.
Right?
That's,
but
yeah, that's
it was
more
like
of a commitment than a ring.
Right?
If you have
like
somebody else's shit
poop
on your hands.
Don't worry, he threw that back in my face the whole rest.
Literally.
Of
oh, and he will until
you make
you
a
die
wrong turn. He's like, I had your poop on me.
That is the most Dharma and Greg your life has ever been.
Yeah, that's
that
really far.
I mean, it was already a dick move for me to be doing the yoga in retrospect.
Yes.
But
well, what are you supposed to do? Just sit there and be like, you're doing really great.
Thank you.
Just
yeah
let
like having
poop
a lemonade
out
on that little
yeah
chair next to me.
I feel like I would want moral support if I was like dealing with the shit of several people.
Maybe.
Yeah. Just two people.
Just two people.
Just like you're somebody else to like somebody else to witness your struggle in that moment. Just that's what you want.
Is he?
I just will never have an RV. I don't want to empty my own poop from anywhere.
I'm surprised that didn't change your mind.
Yeah, won me over.
I'm gonna have some
me
kind of poop butler or something.
A
in the
poop,
mix.
Butler.
Oh, poop butler.
Oh, yeah. I wonder. You could probably do that. Go on Craigslist.
Somebody
and be like, I need someone to meet me with these coordinates to empty my poop.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like there's people that are.
They'd pay you.
Poop.
Okay.
They
wait
would pay you to do
soups
that.
Into poop.
Yeah.
Wait.
Absolutely.
Soups.
There has to be. What about this? Because
poop,
poop is. Oh my God, I cannot think of words today. It helps things grow.
Compost?
Fertilizer.
Fertilizer.
Yeah, fertilizer.
Yes.
So what if you like went to farms and just were like, oh, we're emptying out our poop chute into the
free poop coming.
But I
get
think
it
that poop gets mixed with like water and maybe chemicals
yeah
that's in the RV.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Chemicals.
That's a good
but
question.
We're already
why
eating
can't
chemicals
we all just give our poop to farmers?
Okay, oh, hey, guess what? I listened to a radio lab. We are.
Oh, we what do you mean we
it's
are?
It's already happening.
We,
wait, what?
The poop that goes away?
Yeah. I'm
going
to decide where it goes.
Yeah,
breaking
poop
news.
No,
breaking news, almighty lady.
Yeah. You guys are eating food that was grown in human shit fertilizer.
Well, that's not surprising.
I don't know if that's true.
Radiolab. I trust them.
What is
WNYC.
That?
It's an NPR podcast.
Oh,
it's
okay
an NPR podcast.
Okay,
all right.
Believe it. That's National Public Radio.
Yeah. Thanks, NPR.
Actually, in New York City, they took the poop and they put it in blocks and sent it on trains to like farms in Kansas. Where
so they put it in
poop
a mold,
yeah,
and then sent it
like poop bricks.
They like
on
freeze
a train
it. They like
where
freeze
are
it
these poop bricks? They were supposed to be here at 6 p.m. It's now 7:30.
I gotta get this goddamn poop off of this motherfucking train.
It'd be really great if two like old timey cowboy robbers tried to rob that train. Like this
right
isn't money. It's
human
feces.
I have a poop story also.
Go
coincidentally
on.
I just realized from this Christmas my boyfriend came home,
mm-hmm,
and we all do like a gift exchange. Everybody gets one person and he got my dad.
Oh, no.
And my dad was like teasing like, can't wait to see what gift James gets me. And all my dad asked for was a wall clock because he's
yeah
an old man or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I'm at getting my hair cut with the lady I've got my hair cut with forever.
Wait, sorry, real quick pause. How sad are dad gifts?
They're sad.
Oh, dad gifts.
I mean, but they have everything. I get it. I barely want anything now. Like, I understand.
Like, I work. I buy what I want when I want.
Yeah.
Dad's but always... I feel like as dads get older, they're just like, oh, I've given up. Ugh.
Yeah.
I know. That's what it feels much. Like.
Give me
sucks.
Some socks and a fleece vest.
Yeah. It's like they're trying to tell their family to fuck off by what they ask for. Like, I guess I'm only worth a spatula.
It's like, I want to buy you something nice, but I know you'd hate it.
That's what he asked for. So I was like, all right, fine. This is what he wants. And so I'm getting my hair cut and I'm telling my hairdresser about it, you know.
As you know.
And I was like, I don't know. All my dad wants is a wall clock, so we got to find that. And she was like, oh my God, you have to give him the poop clock. And I was like, what is that? And her husband, I guess, had this clock that had been passed around his family as like a gag gift that was shellacked bullshit that had a clock in the middle of it. Like
oh my God.
A wall clock on poop.
Oh, wow. That's upsetting.
I know. Yes. So I was like, yes, we have to take this as a gag. We'll give it to his gag gift, then we'll give him the real one.
Yeah, yeah.
So we get it, and then we get like a really nice like actual one to give him.
This is a ballsy move from your boyfriend meeting your family for the
first time. Oh, really? This is the first time and he gives your dad a clock of shit?
A pile of bullshit.
That is
actual
a
bullshit.
Ballsy move.
Okay. Well, it was mostly my doing.
Okay. But I
like,
mean,
we have
he
to do
followed
it.
Through. Put his name on that card.
But he also wussed out because we did it. The night up, we did, you know, he was like, give him that one. So we give him the gift, and my dad's like, oh, great. Like, he's trying to be nice. And was just like, oh, haha, it's funny.
Oh, James.
And then James is like, give him the real one. Give him the real one. He, like, he couldn't handle it. He, like, couldn't sit in the stink of the shit clock. So
he I gave love
my
it.
Yeah. But my dad, he had some good ones. He was like, you know, I can just tell everybody, first time I met James, he gave me a lot of shit, but it sure was timely. So.
Oh, wow. Your dad is amazing.
Oh,
yes.
So
gave me a lot of shit, but it was timely.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You know,
yeah,
it all worked out in the
it's
end.
Better than most tweets. Good dad joke.
Right? That was a good joke.
Yeah. I also love that your dad had the same reaction to that as like my dad would have if I got him anything.
Right, like,
great. Cool.
And then they all wanted to keep it. They were like, we can keep the poop clock. Right? I was like, no, we have to give it back. It's like a family heirloom.
Oh, she lent you the poop
clock. She lent
clock.
It as a gag gift.
Oh, yeah. I thought you went and got this poop clock.
No,
she
was like, I have to give it to you as a gag gift, but it has to come back because it's like a family.
Oh,
wait,
man.
So like, it shit? Oh, but
it's
shellac.
It's all
so
plastic.
Like,
you can't like, okay. It doesn't like.
But is there shit inside? Like,
yeah.
like it's real shit.
It's real shit that has
been shellacked over.
Okay. But it's very shellacked. Like you can't.
Yeah, it doesn't
feel like you're touching shit, and it's very light.
So
if you were to drop it off of a building, would it explode and be...
Oh, it'd probably be dusty shit.
Yeah, just dust.
Well,
it's probably dusty at this point.
You know like how cow droppings like get really dry?
Yeah,
that's what it looked like. So it didn't look like gross. It just looked like...
Was it shiny?
Manure.
Because it was shellacked?
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't a matte?
No.
It wasn't a matte finish?
It wasn't a matte finish.
Shiny?
Yeah.
8x10 glossy? Remember those?
And then it was funny though because I went in to see how the actual clock looked on his wall, and I was like, oh, it looks great. And I looked in the corner, and the shit clock was there, and I was like, what is he doing? Is he gonna put it on?
He really wanted the shit.
I think so.
I think he legitimately wanted.
I might have fucked up. Maybe I'll have to buy him one, a real one next year.
Is that
but
on
like
Etsy?
What website? Yeah, is right? it on Etsy? I feel like Etsy has everything.
We can just
yeah, you
all
can probably
the
find one.
They
yeah.
have so much vagina things. On
oh
Etsy.
Yeah,
they really do.
For sure, some poop
like
clocks.
A vagina oven mitt.
Mm-hmm.
A vagina like. Clock, vagina sweaters. There's so much vagina stuff.
Yeah. Who was wearing the vagina swag?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, if someone bought me a vagina sweater, I would wear it.
I would wear
you?
That.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Where'd you? Because I have a hat that says work bitch, and I wear it like when I run errands and stuff, and I notice that people treat me differently. Maybe it's because they don't know it's like a Britney Spears song, but.
Well, do you go into people's employment and you're wearing that hat and they're like, but I am.
Yeah. I think that's probably
do
why.
You see me working?
I am working.
What
you came to my job.
Well, my dad really wants it, and that's what we could do for a gift is everybody in the family poops and then we shellac that. And
oh, that's
put
nice.
That's nice.
In a locket.
In a locket.
This is the second
it's
worst thing
like
that's ever happened to me.
It's kind of like the circle of life. He
exactly.
made you guys. You guys made that shit, and then you gave
and
it
he
to
made
him.
My boyfriend shit a little bit in his pants because he was scared
hey.
Of his reaction.
Aww. There you go.
Did your dad like your boyfriend?
Yes, he did very well.
Aww.
He did
he's
a good
boyfriend.
Job.
Where did you find your boyfriend?
He's a comedian.
Ugh.
I know.
I know.
we all have
we're all
comedian
dating
boyfriend.
Comics. Yeah. I know.
There's some good ones. I fucked a lot of the other ones and they sucked, but this one's good.
I can't find a single good one.
No.
New Year's Eve, I had an argument with a fellow comic. I was like, come to my house and fuck me. And he was like, no, you moved too fast. And I was like, come on, you know you want it. And my friend Marcia said on several occasions, she's like, if you were a boy, you'd be a rapist. And then in that moment, I was like, yeah.
I've honestly also thought that about myself, and that's scary.
I know what you mean, though. Like, it's like, no, I want to get over here.
Well, I didn't understand. We took an Uber to my house, and he lived in, like, the opposite direction. I was like, why did you do that? And he's like, to make sure you got home safe. And I was like, look at me. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm wandering the streets, somebody will be like, take that black bitch home. Like, like I would get home okay.
Yeah.
He took an Uber out of his way to reject me.
No, that's bullshit.
Awful.
That's bullshit.
I waited out to sleep with him, and that helped. So, and which I've never done before. I know it's horrible, but
it's I wanna.
I know.
Yeah.
I
know. We all know. That said, my boyfriend and I just accidentally fucked him.
What does that mean?
She slipped on a banana peel. And
She got a downward dog and then sat back.
3 years later, he's cleaning up your shit.
Yeah. Now they were friends forever, that's and then sweet. They fucked. And
So then you did. You waited to fuck. Did you wait to fuck?
Yeah, he was a comic in Chicago, and like we got to know each other before we moved out here for like 4 months and texted. Oh. He's also like,
are you booed
an
up?
Old sea captain? So
did you wait to fuck?
I
guess that is like the key.
Yeah.
It was
wait
for me.
To fuck.
They have
Here's
to
the thing,
realize.
Guys have this like switch that goes off as soon as you if you fuck them too early, they just.
I have a really bad habit of meeting people and then fucking them that day.
No, me too. I know. Before when I was single, I liked that a lot.
Yeah, no, I've done that plenty of times, but then it was worth it.
Well, because to me, it's like I don't even understand people who can get like in and out and then eat it at home.
That is the perfect analogy. Because everyone else is a monster and they have trays for you to gobble it in your car. And you're just like, sometimes I'll be like, no, I'll take it home and then sit in the parking lot and eat it out of the back.
Oh, I've done that so many times. I've done that so many times and I wonder, that's why I need tinted windows. Because like how many sad solo car meals am I having?
Oh, yeah.
I know. We were driving back and Sean was like, are you going to eat while you drive? I was like, are you kidding? That's my preferred way of eating.
Yeah.
I feel weird if I'm not doing something else while I'm driving, and texting is illegal, so I might as well be shoving food into my face instead.
Yeah, I eat and drive. I put on makeup and drive.
Yeah,
sure.
I don't think I've put on makeup in a stationary position in years. Like, it's always driving.
Mm-hmm.
It's always driving.
I also, me and my roommate, we dance when we drive, and the Iggy Azalea song where there's claps.
Yes.
I, like, steer with my knee, and I just clap. One of these days, the cop's going to be like, no. No, you can't do that.
You're just going to take
no, you're clapping
no.
off the beat. God damn.
But I'm the most hands-free right now.
Hands-free.
I'm not even touching the steering wheel.
We hope you go hands-free. I don't know.
Oh.
It will be
Does
back.
That mean we're
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Nicole Byer.
Woo!
Good woos all guys, around you guys.
I feel like we were at a country concert just
Me
now.
Too.
What?
Oh, God.
I forgot about that noise.
I love it.
We're going to get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
With a game called, what are we playing?
Who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when.
Why? Okay. Do you know the name of it?
Do you get it?
Who, what, where, when, why.
Yay!
Yay!
All right. Here we go. Number one with a bullet. Okay. Who knows you the best?
Probably Sashir Zameda.
Oh, I love Sashir.
Yeah, she's
awesome.
Awesome.
You guys
BFFs?
Probably,
yeah. She probably knows me the best. Yeah.
You're just thinking of some shit she really knows about. Yeah. Right, yeah.
We spent, because when we started improvising together, we just ended up spending all day, every day together. Yeah, and she's one of the, like, the only people I can spend a full day with and then talk to on the phone at night.
Right.
And it's like, what else are we talking? I honestly don't know. And yeah, we've got matching tattoos. It's all
what are your tattoos?
Stupid. They say goodnight world, and everyone is like, "Are you okay?"
Where's like, that from?
Oh, we're gonna kill ourselves soon. No, it's
that's good in case you guys ever do a suicide pact.
Right? It's like, well, we warned all of you years ago.
Come on.
No, it's just like a stupid inside joke thing. Aww. And then we got them tattooed to us at South by Southwest last year.
I love that. So you guys met doing improv together?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we met. I didn't know her, but we were doing a show together. It was just like, I only knew two of the girls. And then it was like Sashir, and then like three other girls I didn't know. Uh-huh. And I was like, man, that black girl's cool. Yeah. And she's got a fro. I want to be her friend. And then I made her my friend.
Nice.
And I couldn't say her name for the longest time because I saved it wrong in my phone. I saved it as Shashir. So I'd see her and be like, hey.
I do that all the time. You're just like, what's up?
It's the worst paranoia.
Hey.
Yeah. I just don't say people's names anymore.
And also we meet 10 million people. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys are welcome to use this. I just do a hey you.
That's so obvious.
I say
hey you.
Yes. What about hey babe?
Just say hey.
Yeah, just say hey.
Just say hey.
Hi.
Hey. Or hey girl, hi.
Yes.
Okay.
What up?
What about, do you guys get offended if someone says hey lady?
No.
Me either. And I've seen a lot of hey lady backlash.
Yeah, people have gone against the word lady, which obviously we're not against. Yeah.
Wait, is that because it's like old, like an older person, an older lady?
I guess.
I don't think so. I think it was just like a weird, I don't know, that people just got sick of.
I just want to be called ma'am.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. No.
Hello, ma'am.
Oh, ma'am.
Let's start ma'am to ma'am. Oh, God.
Ma'am to ma'am.
Eventually, we're going to have to.
We're going to have to switch to ma'am to ma'am.
When we're in the floor.
No, you won't. That's okay. You'll always be lady.
As we're once, twice, three times
a ma'am.
Ma'am.
Three times a ma'am. It's so hard, too. Ma'am.
Ma'am.
Ma'am. Ma'am.
I've only heard like ma'am.
Ma'am.
Ma'am. Will you put your skirt back on? That's all I
know. Because also, not only does ma'am mean you're old, it also only happens when you're getting in trouble for
things. Yes. Feels like a cop is reprimanding me every time I hear the word ma'am.
Ma'am, do you know why I pulled you over?
Oh, yeah, that is what they use. Yeah.
Ma'am, we need you to wear your shoes in the casino.
Casinos are depressing.
Yeah,
I went to one over the summer in Atlantic City before all of them closed.
Oh, Atlantic City, and it was super depressing.
So depressing. Ugh.
Is it all closed down now?
A lot of them are closed. Like they had a $10 million one, Revel, and it was like big and beautiful, and that one just closed.
Oh, geez.
Why? Just the economy?
No, you don't have to go to Atlantic City to gamble. You can go to your computer.
Yeah.
Like Vegas is a destination because there's like shows and shit and and hookers near.
Yeah.
Atlantic City don't have hookers. I got like, you know, toothless people who are just like, hey.
Yeah.
Well, we need to get those toothless people some flippers and tell them to start hooking. Maybe we can revive Atlantic City.
Casinos are sad.
Very, very sad. People just smoking and hitting buttons.
I wanted to go to the Hustler Casino because it's only like 20 minutes away. I don't know why. I was like, hey, let's go.
I would go to that.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be fun. Right.
I think that sounds like fun. Hustler Casino because like there's ladies walking around, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
I love nothing more than throwing dollar bills at women. It is my favorite.
Have you been to
I love that idea.
The Hooters Casino in Vegas is pretty fun.
No, I've never been to Hooters.
That's where we stay.
You've never been to Vegas?
I know.
I just met you, but I already want to go with you.
I would go.
Let's go.
We'll take you to Vegas.
Okay.
We'll
stay at Hooters. This is the best podcast I've ever done.
We take every guest to Vegas. Yes. That's a good podcast.
A very expensive podcast. The end of it's like, all right, we're all packed. Let's go.
We stay at Hooters. That's where we go when we stay in
Real,
Vegas. Yeah, it's the best.
Stay at Hooters. Like so much I always fun. Get a case of Red Bulls at Costco.
Nice. Sugar free?
No, I don't do sugar free.
I don't like Red Bull because it feels like it's melting my teeth.
It probably is.
I mean, yeah, but it's
not just your teeth, your whole body.
Your insides.
Everything's just melting.
Yeah. When you're pooping into a bag eventually, like we all will
melt
be.
That bag. Oh, no.
Do you guys think when we turn into, when we turn into robots, we probably won't poop?
You think we're going to turn into robots?
Yeah, we're for sure turning
into robots. No, I think robots will come and then we'll go extinct.
Yeah, that's what I expect.
But I don't
trust me, I get high energy about the singularity a lot.
Well, okay. But
everything Tess ever says after trust me, I'm not sure about.
Yeah.
Trust me, I heard it on NPR.
How will we get turned into robots? I've seen Stepford Wives, and it didn't make sense.
I did see a dog that had no front legs, and they were printed on a 3D printer, and now it has...
But the dog was still a dog.
Yeah, right. It didn't turn into a robot.
We could
become
cyborgs. Yeah. Cyborgs.
I think that's what she's talking about.
Okay.
That's like half human, half robot, right?
Yes. Right.
Okay. So a bunch of RoboCops.
You'll still have your consciousness. You'll still have your consciousness, and you'll be you, but nothing about you will be your body.
Well, that's so cool with me. I don't care about that.
But do you think... So will we live forever when we stop creating new people then?
No. We will... Well...
Because if everyone's robots,
no, because we can still create new. We'll stop creating new people through actual sex. Yeah. It's all going to be.
It'll be like
artificial.
Pods in the Matrix, yeah. Right? That's what those.
I don't feel like we'll be around for this.
No, it will.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Okay.
In our life,
I don't think I'll be around for it.
Right now, in 80 years or however,
I will bet you that by what year is it right now?
2015.
Yeah, we just had a new one.
I like that I'm postulating about the future and I don't know what year it is.
Okay, yeah.
I will bet you.
Let's make a bet here.
I will bet you. I'm going to bet you, because it'll be inflation, so I'm going to bet you $1 million.
No, we have to make an actual bet.
No, that'll probably be like $10 in the future.
We need to make an actual bet.
Okay,
some
fine.
Star Trek 100 money.
Bucks.
Let's
fine.
Do this.
$100 is going to be like chump change.
That's fine. That's fine.
Who cares?
$100. Okay, $100.
You know what? I would rather have, let's bet a dare. The person who's wrong.
Okay. Has to take out their bionic pussy and throw it.
I like that.
Else.
Has to take out their bionic pussy and lick it.
And lick your bionic pussy.
Okay.
You lose this bet. Okay.
By
I'm
the way,
into
you're
it.
Already conceding that we will have bionic pussy.
No, but I see. I don't think it's going to happen. That's why I'm making the bet.
What year do you think this is happening?
Okay,
that's the
I'm
bet.
Gonna put
so,
it
yeah.
At
will we, will
so
we be alive for this?
When women don't want to have sex.
No, we
would they take
have.
Out their bionic pussies and then hand,
hand
it to
it
their
over.
Husband yeah. and then go to sleep?
Well, no, you'll probably just tell your husband to fuck your hologram.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah, when do you think, okay. What is your timeline here?
My timeline is, I think this will happen, God.
Keep in mind, we don't have hoverboards yet.
That we have until October.
Actually, we do.
We do, but that's...
It's a shitty one.
There's a beta version, and it's a real hoverboard.
We're not going to be half robot, but when do you think it'll happen?
Okay. I swear to God, it's already in the works.
Give me a year.
What do you mean in the works? The robots are taking over
no,
in the
No, we're
works?
Making them and they're going to take, yes.
2030?
2040? Okay,
2040. Okay.
2040?
35 years from now.
Ooh, I think I'll be 55. Dead by then.
I hope I'm
you
dead by then.
You don't think you're going to make it to 55?
No.
I don't want it. 25 years.
Yeah, that's 25. That's only 25 years.
Be 55. I don't want to be. I don't want to be. I don't want a robot pussy.
I don't want a robot pussy either.
I never want to stop fucking.
No,
I
but you just said we wouldn't, like...
Yeah, you said we wouldn't be having sex.
We wouldn't be having sex
you
in the future.
Not in
He'd
the
be
way
having
that you're
sex with a hologram.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll... Well,
we'll be having whatever. Demolition Man sex with the helmets? Just sitting like a bunch of weird virgins? That's the thing about Demolition Man. Everybody's a weird virgin
it.
In that movie.
Who's in that? Part. Sylvester Stallone?
And Sandra Bullock.
I'm surprised I knew that.
Rob Schneider.
Oh, I thought that was...
Dennis Leary is in it.
Dennis
also.
Leary?
Yeah.
That's a really random cast.
And so is the guy that... Oh,
are there any black people in it? We don't exist in the future.
Not in the past's version of the future.
To be fair, it takes place in San Diego.
All right.
And then what's his name? The guy that with the white streak in his hair and Beetlejuice is also in it.
Michael Keaton.
No, like the big guy. The like
the
interior designer. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah.
I like
he's
him.
Yeah. He's really fun. He's really fun.
I don't know his
it.
Name, but I like him.
Okay, let's.
He's a good guy.
Well,
okay.
We got
okay.
more questions.
Questions.
Okay.
What was your favorite class in high school?
My favorite class in high school. I didn't really go to many of them. I guess drama.
Yeah. Drama kid.
Senior year, my teacher just like didn't come because she had like a death in her family or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just like smoke weed and giggle. And it was a lot of fun.
That's a good class.
Awesome.
Yeah, I really
that's
liked
fun.
It.
We would have been friends in high school.
I guess art too. I thought I was going to be an artist for a while, so I really loved art class until like I realized everyone else was very talented and I was not in that retrospect.
I feel like I could have maybe done well in art and stuff, except for I have no patience. So that's why like stand-up is good, because I can get up every night and see results.
Mm-hmm.
But with like actually training yourself to do anything,
like
I'm
craft.
Like, no, I need it
it's
now.
Hard.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I want to paint 50 apples.
Right, exactly.
Because who gives
I just
a fuck about painting apples?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm just not as good at visual art as I am at other things. But but I actually really find it relaxing to draw and paint.
Yeah, it is just if you're not you don't give a shit like how it really about being
Yeah. The but there's like kind of nothing better than just listening to music and painting and
just painting.
Yeah, I used to do that in high school. Go in my basement and paint and listen to Eminem.
Nice.
Yeah. You better lose yourself.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to give you mushrooms, girl.
What? He says that?
Yeah. That's an Eminem song.
I think it's Marshall Mathers LP.
Yeah, it's on the, it was a, that song, that
that's
album.
The
was
first one.
That
was
Chronic 2000.
The Chronic 2, that was. Like, that was my world. That and Notorious K.I.M.
Oh, wait.
That was
oh, yes.
her second album.
Was that the one that had How Many Licks?
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Loved, 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 loved Lil' Kim.
What
sometimes
happened to her?
Yeah, what was
oh,
she doing?
She had a little bit too much surgery.
Yeah, I saw that. That was too bad.
Yeah, I saw her at the VMAs, and I was like, duh.
Oh, you saw her in person? Or was
uh-huh.
It?
It's not as bad as pictures, but she looks crazy.
And she got her skin, like, lightened, right?
Oh, every black person does.
Oh, okay.
It's a weird thing we do.
That combined with all that plastic surgery, though. It's
yeah, she big. Looks oh, crazy. And then I think her daughter's name is Royal Rain,
oh,
which is
yeah.
just insane.
Yeah.
Why doesn't like Royal it? Rain have a fucking reality show yet?
Oh, she will.
Oh, she, yeah. She's like a baby. She doesn't do anything.
Just wait for it.
She's like a little potato.
Yeah.
Royal Rain is a better name than Blue Ivy, I think.
I like Blue Ivy. I also really like Northwest. It's a
Northwest
stupid
is a
name.
Name.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
What do they call
really
them?
North.
They just call them North, right?
Because the last name's West.
Yeah.
You guys, until then, I just thought his name was Northwest West. Until just now.
Nope.
Oh,
North.
It's
West. Space. Last name West.
Why? It's like, but they call him North for his short because I would be dumb if it was Northwest West. Wow.
Oh, Northwest West.
Oh, Tess.
That
I
was their little
what the middle
pun.
Name is. North, is it
north,
north south?
By?
North south?
North,
north
by
north.
West.
North by west.
North by north?
Yeah.
I hope it's
I
like
think we
North
would know.
Emily
I think
West.
Be a three name.
Yeah.
Three namer.
Victor. Just get your regular.
North Victor West.
No middle,
no middle name?
Name?
Yeah. Oh, you have the internet there.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
I like Kim and Kanye. I hope they stay together forever.
I that just want Kim Kardashian to like. I don't know, take a really long nap and never wake up.
Yeah.
I don't want her to, like, die or anything. I just,
there
like,
are definitely people who I wish didn't exist, who I don't want, like, a bad death upon them. I just
yeah.
want them to just kind of go
just
away.
Just chill out for a little bit.
Because, like, what is she doing?
Nothing. And
just
I'm
making money
it.
For nothing.
Just go
yeah,
be a mom for a while.
It.
But
mom.
It blows my mind that she doesn't have any skills. Barbara Walters asked her, she's like, how does it feel to be famous while doing nothing?
What did
my
she say?
Barbara.
That was fantastic.
Thank you, guys. And then really she was great. Like, I'm really good at being myself.
She's not even
of course.
Did
and I was
her?
Like, what?
But, like, the fact that you could have an empire based on nothing is impressive.
It's based
it
on
is.
It's based on her parents' money. That's what her empire is built
yeah.
on. Like,
yeah.
that's where it comes
well,
from.
Well, it's built on a bad blowjob.
Yeah.
She
yeah,
was not
true.
Good in that
raging.
Tape.
It's built
yeah.
on fucking Brandy's
so she earned
little
it. Didn't she take it in the butt?
I don't know.
I don't think
know.
So.
I watched it. It's
Paris.
Also not a good sex
I think,
tape.
Yeah,
I watched
Paris.
It. It's terrible.
It, yeah, it's not a good sex yeah. tape. She's not good at giving blowjobs.
Because
she
she's too busy looking up at the camera like,
yeah,
can you see me? Do
like,
you see me? Hello. She's voguing the whole time.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that night vision? Is it night vision?
No,
or Paris
is.
Paris is. I keep
thinking
of Paris is. A Night in Paris. Oh, boy.
Which is such a good title.
Such a good title. You know
fair.
She came up with that first and was like, I
Night
have
in Paris. I loved it.
Just the pitch session of like her and a bunch. She hired
why
a bunch of
yeah,
copywriters.
Right. Why can I handle Paris Hilton more than Kim? Because both
I
of
like
them do
both.
Nothing. Yeah, but you like
yeah.
all those people. Is there
that's
anybody
true.
Like that you don't like?
No, we've had this discussion.
Yeah.
I like everyone.
Yeah.
See,
but
I
what happened
some of them
with
deserve,
Paris?
You know.
She's
why
DJing.
Did, why did she fizzle out?
She just
because
think.
Kim will too. I because
yeah. I don't know. Kim's been like
know.
Around much longer than Paris
yeah.
Hilton.
I feel like Paris was around for a minute.
But she was. But like, yeah, Kim's had like her
it gets
just
boring
so
after
many shows.
While.
I don't know. Is Kim gonna like start being in movies and shit? That's what Paris.
She'll
is.
Be in
she
a
was
couple.
In a movie.
She did House of Wax. Is what Paris
yeah.
did.
Right.
And then she was in. Oh,
but
Paris
did
House
a lot
of Wax.
Of show,
Kim was
movies.
In something. Oh. That and a Tyler oh. Perry movie. It was like,
oh god,
the gays will die. I don't know.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry
oh,
hates
oh, yeah,
gay
the
people.
AIDS one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
There
yeah.
was a crazy one.
He.
Crazy
it's called,
movie
I
where...
think, Temptation.
Yeah.
Where it the whole thing ends up being like the woman cheats on her husband and gets AIDS because she cheated on her husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, really.
Tyler Perry speaking for black people.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have more issue with that. And he actually, I guess, quote unquote, does something than Kim. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of rich people in the world who don't deserve to be rich. Who gives a shit?
Let her shop. I do. As a person who has, who wants to put actual things into the world,
yeah, I know,
do.
But there's so many Saudi princes who are like abusive.
But they're not in entertainment.
They're not like.
They're not taking up TV time. I'm trying to like do something and I worked my dick off and she hasn't done shit. That's why I don't like her.
Yeah.
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 No, I agree. Doing comedy.
But she's still.
It's still
airtime
though.
She's making people think that that's, she's entertainment.
Yeah. That, people like that's
and,
what they're supposed
and
to.
That we like. Don't get regarded at all, and we're working our asses off.
I think it's apples and oranges.
I don't think so. I mean,
no.
I'm going to stand by it.
They're
like
both
Kim.
Fruit.
I mean, I don't like her. They're both fruit. Exactly. And I think we can all agree that Kim Kardashian is a fruit.
She's just fruity.
I mean, I'll just, that's why, though.
No, I agree. Yeah. I don't like her, but I just don't.
As somebody who works really hard, it's always hard.
We all work really hard.
Yeah, but when you see somebody who in our industry who you think hasn't worked hard enough to get there, doesn't that bug you?
Less and less as I get older.
Yeah, but it still bugs you. You're just saying this for the sake of argument.
No, I mean, it's really something that I'm actively trying to not be angered by.
Yeah, but it does. I mean,
kind of. Not. I mean,
that kind of stuff bothers me more when it's people like Kim, though, because it's just like, all right, why? What's the point of your show? I don't know.
Have you watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
I watch it all the time when I'm like alone.
I finally broke down and watched an episode because they're all on Hulu. They are oddly riveting.
Thank
I'm sure.
Nicole?
They know how to make good TV. Nothing happens.
Exactly. But I sat and watched like 8 episodes in a row to not get out of my bed. And I was this is who I am now.
It's the perfect thing to watch while you're doing like a nice Xanax and a tall boy.
I mean, I think people know how to make stuff entertaining. The editors, and they know how to make. I'm not saying that, but I just think that can be angry as somebody who's trying to make it in an industry where it's really hard.
I'm not saying that you don't have a right to be angry. I just think there's a lot of hate. Directed towards her, that it's disproportionately directed towards Kim Kardashian.
I mean,
it's not Kim Kardashian.
She's a millionaire for fucking Ray J. I don't know.
Yeah. To me, it's not just her. It's like all of
it's,
that
she
kind of represents
that.
All of it.
And
it's
I
not
guess
just
that's
her.
That's what annoys me is that she's the whipping boy.
Yeah, yeah. Right. If it was like. It's just reality. It's like I have the same problem with The Bachelor and shows like that.
Right. Yeah,
it's just like,
mm-hmm.
get the fuck out of the way. You made TV so cheap and so much harder to get good scripted stuff on TV.
Right.
Like,
even though now,
not
but
anymore.
There is, but
now
there's
so
much
so
good
much
scripted.
Well, yeah.
Okay, there's this unscripted show that all of you should watch. It's called Married at First Sight.
Oh, I bet it's.
Oh, no.
It is six people who all meet for the first time at their wedding, and then they all get like
they like met on the internet or something.
No. They submit it to this like TV show, and then these like therapists and sexologists, I don't know, they match these people together. First time they meet is at their wedding, and one couple, the girl walks in and immediately starts crying, goes, "I'm not attracted to him."
In front of her?
Uh-huh. Just sobbing, and then they get married.
Anyway?
Oh,
yes.
Why
and
would
then
you still
during
do
their
it?
Picture, she was like, "Don't touch me."
What are they doing for? Just
and
for
then,
the show?
Yeah, for the show to see if it's an experiment, see if it works. And then she would not sleep with him the whole marriage. Oh my god,
that's
it
awesome.
Is so good.
And how long is the marriage over the weekend or?
No, the marriage lasts. I think they lived together for a month, and then they had like a
they reevaluate.
Yeah, like they reevaluate and they're like, "Do you want to stay married?" And I won't tell you who stays married.
Is anyone?
Yeah. 2 out of 3 stay married, and they're still married today.
No way.
Isn't that weird? So now they're doing another show called
maybe
The First
matters.
Year of Marriage.
Yeah.
So
what channel is this?
It's on a weird channel. It's called FYI.
Oh, okay.
I just
they just
Hulu.
Have all those kinds of,
That's
My cousin told me about it, and she's like, "I want to submit." I was like, "You should."
Tell her to.
She missed the deadline.
It'll be
there
back.
There was like a hate, the hating of reality show, and we were just like, let's see how up humanity can get. I loved that year. We had, like,
oh,
the swan.
Like the swan?
The swan was insane.
Which one was the swan?
The swan was like when women were like, "I'm sad because my nose is big." And the doctor's
they all did it. They vied to get plastic surgery. Uh-huh. And then the winner got it? Or
No, they all get it on the swan. There was a bridal
pageant.
before the wedding. It was a competition and only one. Yeah, bridal plasty. And only one got to have the surgery. That one was good. Like, these women were just monsters to each other.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to be like, these women looked like monsters before.
They were so fucking ugly. No.
On this one, like, these women would come and be like, I don't like my nose. And the doctors would be like, well, also your face, your boobs.
Oh, of course.
Your
boobs. Yeah.
And then they gave them all the Joker smile. These women were not allowed to look at their reflection for a month.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. They can't look at it until they're done with their surgery.
Oh, yeah. God. Mm-hmm. And then, at the end, they made all these women with crippling self-esteem issues compete against
in
each
other.
Okay, honestly, that show Black Mirror, that is what that show is. Like, no joke. That's like,
I've only watched one episode of Black Mirror. I didn't like the other ones. I mean, or no, I watched three. Horrifying. I watched the first one I loved, and the second two I didn't like so much. Well, does it get better?
It's not, I don't know if it's about liking, they're all kind of horrifying, but I still loved them.
But that first one was so good.
Yeah, the first one's really good. It's about, well, you'll see.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Watch that first one. You're going to be like, oh my God.
I'm already like 5 minutes from moving into a cabin in the woods, so I don't like it.
Well, go watch it. We'll be back.
We are back, kiddos. I'm Tess.
I'm Brandy.
And I'm Barbara, and we're here with Nicole Byer.
Hi.
And we're going to do, since we get so caught up in the last questions, we're going to rapid fire these last three so we can get to a lady problem. So are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right, ready, Nicole? Wendy's or McDonald's?
Wendy's.
Good. That's
truth.
Correct.
That is correct. That is very correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one's harder. Where do you see Facebook going or being? I know. What? This was supposed to get
that's also correct.
Yeah,
that is also correct.
Correct.
All right, last final question. Why can't we have nice things?
Oh, why can't we have nice things? Women or people in general?
Whatever that means.
Whatever, whatever it means.
Okay, I think we can have nice things because everyone's an asshole.
That's all. Yeah. You nailed it. Three out of three.
Wow.
Three out of three. Wow. Yes.
The first winner of Who, What, Where, When, Why.
Guys.
Great. Well, we're going to do a lady problem now. We have our listeners write in and ask for advice.
If you have any lady problems, write in to ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
That's right.
But first.
But first, such a good our theme address. Song.
Yeah.
Dance them off.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems.
Lady problems.
Well, people
do.
All right, this one comes to us from, well, we'll tell you the name at the end. Hi, ladies. I love the show so much, and I have a lady problem. I've been dating this guy for a few months, and we are both pretty busy. We've only been on about 7 or 8 dates. Anyway, he has yet to kiss me, and I feel like it is way past the time when we should have kissed. I'm starting to stress out over this and overthink it. I'm pretty shy, and he's shy too, and I'm wondering what to do about this. I'm way too shy to make the first move or to say anything, etc., which is why I haven't done anything yet. And I was wondering what advice you guys had. How can I make this guy kiss me without horribly embarrassing myself? I usually rely on the guy to make the first move. Thanks a lot. Too shy for a shy guy.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Because if you don't want to kiss him, but you want to be kissed, that means you don't want to be kissed. Just kiss him.
Kiss him.
Yeah.
You just got to do it. You got to get over it.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me. I've never been in this situation much.
Uh-huh.
I've definitely... I say drink a lot and throw yourself at him. You're
like
probably
that.
Not going to do that.
Oh.
I mean, it's
but
not
have
a bad
you,
idea.
But have... She needs to ask herself if they've actually been going on dates or if they're friends.
Are they hanging out?
Are they just hanging out?
They
might
just
pay for things? Does he open doors for her? Does he compliment her?
They've been dating, I'm assuming.
But if he's not kissing her and you've been out 7 or 8 times, you might be friends.
You're just hanging out.
I've thought I was dating people before and then it turned out we were not dating.
You're like, oh, we're not dating.
That has happened.
Yeah.
Cool, high five.
But I feel like that hasn't happened with guys hanging out with girls.
It can.
It can, but... Yeah.
So I think the only way to find out is to throw yourself at him and you'll get a pretty clear indication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to say that with the shyness, I wouldn't rely on the first kiss being the most amazing thing in the world because you might be a little jarring and like, you know, whatever.
That's
so I say just go for it. And then from there on out, it'll probably get better and better.
Yeah. At this point, it's like the
elephant.
Anticipation is going to become too much too. Like you got to just get it out of the way.
Go in for a hug and then just go for it.
Or just put your hand on his dick.
Oh, yeah.
And if he goes, no, thank you, you have your answer.
Yeah.
Right, that works, too. Mm-hmm. Or, okay, but I'm trying to, if I was shy.
You will be a robot before you are shy. I believe in robot pussy, but I believe in Tess Parker being a shy violet.
Let me think. Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah, I think you just
should have asked a real shy person.
Yeah.
Well, my sister's a shy person, and she would be like, just go back home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She'd be like, just give up.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Don't do that.
No. I say, go in for the hug, and then don't let him out of the hug until he kisses you. Like, just
I think the hug and then kiss is more awkward than going in for just a kiss.
Or she could just be like, I really want you to kiss me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Just say that.
And just think of it like pulling off a Band-Aid. Just take a deep breath and just say it.
Yeah. I mean, or say like, guys, you know, like, can I kiss you? No, I think you should say kiss me.
Yeah, please, just kiss me.
Yeah.
But do it when you're like in the moonlight.
Yeah. Find some moonlight.
Yeah, and it's really romantic. Yeah, some wind.
A little bit of wind.
Even a fan, a wind blowing machine.
Yeah, or like get a beach background.
Be wearing a bikini.
Yes.
In moonlight, but at magic
basically
hour.
Get married, go to Hawaii, and then on your honeymoon,
figure out your reality show.
Yeah, get on a reality show. That way you have to kiss.
Yes.
No, and well, you have to fuck, because, right? Like, don't you have to fuck on reality shows? Fucks on The Bachelor, right?
They really want you to, yeah. So
well, you're sequestered with all that booze.
You're sequestered, and they just
MTV
feed you
MTV has
wine.
This reality show called Are You the One? Where, yeah.
Our producer David loves that show.
It's insane. They're literally like, fuck each other till you figure out who you belong with.
I mean, I feel like we're all
kind of what, yeah, I know.
But they're in a house, and it's only for like a month and a half. And they spread it out over way more than a month and a half's worth of episodes. It's crazy. God.
So everybody's like working their pussies like.
Yeah, the boom boom room. Oh, they all sleep in a communal room.
What?
And then they have one singular boom boom room where they're like, they go in to have private sex. Ew. And then they just like go in one after the other like a little factory.
So you're also like rooming with your Eskimo sisters?
I feel like.
Oh my God.
I understand that like the world is changing, but that's terrifying to me that children are watching that.
Yeah.
Children are on it. They're all like 18, 19.
God. Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, like
that's
I've horrifying. Met a couple of them. Just like, oh, baby. Man.
Like, sure, we should all be like, fuck around, do whatever, but like having it recorded for
forever and ever.
Forever. Yeah.
And like, your kids are going to see that. Here. Yeah, that's true. Like, your kids are going to see that. Like, I haven't. I mean, you know.
But
I mean,
like an actual recording of like. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Right.
Uh-huh.
One of them got married and has a baby.
Were the two in the house that were like, the one girl was like, my daddy's a preacher. And the other guy's like, I found Jesus last year. Of course
They were ready.
Yeah, they were going to
happen.
They got
married.
Did they boom boom with anybody else?
I don't think they didn't boom boom at all.
Oh.
I don't think. That producers. Was last season.
Even the words boom boom make it sound like a kid. Like, are you going to boom boom? Do you need to go boom boom?
Let's go boom boom. You got to go boom boom. Could you go boom boom in your pants?
Boom boom. So basically, ask this guy if he wants to boom.
Yeah, ask him if he wants to boom. Yeah. Or, you know what you could do? It's kind of cute. Is like if you're in a situation where he's like, hey, can you grab me, you know, a glass of water or something? Like, if you give me a kiss.
Yeah.
That's very
cute.
I like
that.
That's cute.
Because then when he's just like, I'm not thirsty anymore.
Anything that he's about, like, let's go do this, be like, how about you give me a kiss first? Just whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's really cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then just get, like a Band-Aid. Just get that shit. Mm-hmm. If you... As soon as you hear this, you have to kiss this guy within the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're challenging you.
Or else.
Why don't you guys listen to this podcast together? Like, re-listen to this episode. Talking to the fella right now. Guess what?
Yeah, because we left out the whole paragraph she wrote in about how hot he is and how much she wants to kiss him and everything.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
No.
If she listens to this with him, then
yes,
we're buttering him up.
Yeah. She just wants to see that sweet D. You got to kiss her first. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, don't you guys want a bone? Get to the bone.
First, we got to create. There you see her.
Yeah, play this.
Yes.
Just make this your ringtone. Make this your ringtone.
Watch Little Mermaid.
Watch Little Mermaid.
Actually,
that's
not terrible.
And then be like, I'll turn this off if you kiss me.
And like, you probably want to do that around right before you start singing Part of This World.
Yeah.
Is that before or after Part of This World? It's after.
Kiss the Girls?
Part
after.
Of this world.
Part of, that's Part of Your World's before Kiss the Girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Part of Your World is when she's singing with her trash.
With her little hoarding.
You The Little Mermaid's about a hoarder fish who gets some legs.
That's why I relate to her so much.
Right? I think that's why we all do. Yeah. We all have like junk and you're like, but it's my treasures. And it's like,
but
no,
this,
Nicole.
But it combs my hair. Yeah. Everything combs my hair in this room.
Hoarder fish.
That's, yeah, she's beautiful. A hoarder fish.
Oh my god, I really hope somewhere in Russia there's like a bootleg DVD of The Little Mermaid that just translated to hoarder fish.
Das hoarder fish.
Oh, that is so funny. Mommy, can we watch Das hoarder fish? That's my German. That was my German accent.
That's funny, awesome. You guys.
No, really, that's pretty good.
That's really good. Hoarder fish. Oh, so good.
Especially proud of that
so
one.
Good.
Oh, wait. I have to talk about something I forgot about.
Oh, please, okay. Go on.
So New Year's Day, I was like out doing some stuff in the morning, and I had two weirdos hit on me. I was at McDonald's in the morning.
Oh, hit on you. I thought you said sit on you, and I was like, you're so calm about that. So
I
calm.
Two weirdos sit on
and
me.
Everyone and was just like, uh-huh.
Like, I have to say, I'm a very good girlfriend. I went to get McGriddles for my boyfriend. Aww. For him to share with his roommate later on that day, because he didn't want to get up. So I went to McDonald's to buy.
Wait, they were going to eat cold McGriddles?
Yes. Uh-huh. It was some tradition they started last year, him and Solomon.
That's not a tradition.
I don't... It's as far as they go, it is, I guess.
Wait,
so,
cold McGriddles?
Well, they weren't supposed to be cold, but like, they didn't
have just eating a McGriddle. Okay.
I thought the cold was part of the tradition.
They,
I was like, that's just a
problem.
Like,
had to get them before 10, you know.
The idea of a cold McGriddle.
I know.
Oh my god.
Well, that's like my tradition. I'm getting drunk, leaving hamburgers on my floor, and eating them the next day. And then being violently ill. I've done it like 3 times. I'm sorry.
No.
Yes.
So, yeah, I went to McDonald's, and, like, McDonald's New Year's morning is...
Oh, boy. Is it like Hooters on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it was horrifying. There was,
really?
Like, a girl who had definitely just done heroin in the bathroom, like, wandering out, and, like, falling over the place. And then I'm sitting in line, and this guy... And I'm wearing, like, gross shit, and this guy goes... Hello.
No.
And he sidles up next to me.
No.
And I was just like, I just looked and then ignored, and whatever. So that was the first one.
Was he a cartoon skunk? Right?
Hello. Was he wearing rollerblades?
Probably. I just looked away.
But wait, which McDonald's was this?
In the one on, it's like off of Alvarado in Silver Lake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a real nice one. Got a McCafe.
Oh,
exactly.
No, we know
yeah.
of it. Yeah.
Ooh, a McCafe?
Yeah.
You should have just walked in and be like, we were supposed to start over.
I should have gone.
We were all supposed to start over.
That's very funny. Yeah. And I really think you should either do that as a bit or actually do that
yes.
on New Year's Day.
That's
we were all supposed to start over.
That's so
it's
good.
So funny.
That's my new tradition. That's
oh
what I do
God.
On New Year's Day.
Please, clear those freaks out of there. Because I never, like, go into a McDonald's the one time. Yeah. So I should have just been like, goodbye. And, like, yeah. ran. I don't know. It was awful.
So it was number two.
So that was number one. Then number two, I was going into Vons. And this guy was getting water outside in one of the, like, refill things. And he looks at me and he goes, damn, you like a sexier version of... And I don't know what he said because I cut him off and I said, fuck you. And I don't know what he was going to say. What did he say?
Oh,
you should have been like, fuck you. Just kidding. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Finish your thought, but fuck
and
you.
Now I'm like dry, going crazy.
You
I don't know what he was going to
version.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Anne Margaret?
Little Mermaid? I don't know.
Mermaid?
Yeah. It was disturbing.
You,
so.
You get to fill in the blank forever.
Uh-huh.
That's better.
I guess
it could
so.
Be anything you want it to be. Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart.
To be
yeah,
fair,
it could
you
be
Barack
are.
Obama.
Right,
whatever.
Yeah. I
you
get
are
to be
a sexier
whoever.
Barack Obama.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, you guys.
Which is saying
but now
a
it's funny. I'm just mad because I like, you know, I went too fast to cut him off.
It could have been a really great compliment. You
know,
yeah.
Probably not, though. You know
probably
what?
Not.
It would be terrible, obviously. But I still am like mad that I don't know.
But it's kind of like that end of The Sun Also Rises, which is like, isn't it pretty to think? Like, it's nice to think that you would have said something that you would have liked to hear.
Right, yeah, that's true. I get to just make up my own. It's a choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
call.
Take it from someone who's been called a sexy blossom.
Oh.
That's funny.
You're better off not.
Whoa.
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 Oh boy.
That's funny. Damn, you like a sexier blossom.
At least six.
That's
at least
like,
give her
thank
six.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
such a throwback. It's like being like, you're a sexier Urkel. Like, wait, what?
Stefan Urkel? Are you calling me
Stefan
Urkel?
Hey.
Then that's okay, obviously.
Yeah. Just say that in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Nicole, where can we find you on the internet?
On my Twitter, it is @ Nicole Byer. Right? Is that what
you're saying?
@
And then I got an Instagram. I tried Instagram silly things. Like me on a toilet, and Instagram took it down. But there was no nudity. There was zero nudity. I'll show you the picture because I look my thinnest.
I took a bunch of selfies next to a toilet, but they didn't take that down.
Why not? That's not fair. But that's awesome. Show Nicole her that Byer.
Picture. Oh, yeah.
And then I've got a MySpace. No, I'm kidding.
LinkedIn, MySpace.
Yeah, LinkedIn, a Friendster. Just a live journal.
Yeah.
A blog spot. No, just Twitter and Instagram.
DeviantArt. Cool. Thank you. This has been so fun.
Yeah. I had fun.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming.
Boop. Thanks for having me.
Bye, you guys.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as $1 a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram @ladytoladycomedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.